Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Now, most everybody was feeling the same way this weekend, but I gotta ask if it was just me that felt one thing that seemed different, and I'm still feeling it right now. Good morning, K92 Morning Thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine, it seemed like a message across most everybody that they were excited that it was not 100,000 degrees for once this weekend.
Yes, without a doubt.
Right. Very Antoine, excited. You said best weather weekend ever.
Yeah, I got caught in a moment, but it was great.
Well, you know, it's a perspective thing. When you have so many bad things, it's sort of, if you are, and let's just be honest with ourselves, if you're a six, you know, scale of 1 to 10, you are a six. You want to hang out with a lot of threes.
Yeah.
Because then you look hotter. You might even be an eight in the eyes of some people. It's all about perspective. Yeah. So this weekend was, I mean, it was a solid six on the weather scale. But we had been hanging out with so many twos and threes for so long.
Yeah, it was comfy.
It was
That's shocking what I at asked. First. It shocked me at first Saturday morning because I was up early. And I walk outside, I'm like, I might need a light jacket. It's a little chilly. It was like... Okay,
because this is where I got to ask everybody else. Is it just me? Am I the only one that's still hot? Like, I'm hot.
I don't know.
For 3 days. It's humid out, man.
I mean, it still was.
It's still kind of summery humid.
There still was a little humidity, but...
It's wet in the air.
I enjoyed that chill much, I ignored it. I wasn't going to let that bring
me
down.
Ain't enough chill.
You didn't get a chill?
No, this is not crisp
fall
air.
Are you feverish?
Air.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sweating yesterday.
Right now. I'm dying right now. I am so hot.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
No, that's just you. Never mind.
Check your temperature.
Everywhere I've been going... For the last 2 days, it just feels warm right now. I know I'm not alone.
Oh, I think that is just you.
I'm telling you, I think y'all are, you think you're looking at a nine, but you slept with a six last night. And you need to have, you got to be honest with yourself. You got to wake up in the morning and think, you know what?
It was great.
That weekend was not as hot as I thought it was. You know, it was not a six. I don't know what's going on. So good morning, y'all. 5-2-3-5-3.
Again, is it
you're
just
sweating?
Me? Yes. I'm warm right now.
I mean, I have a light sweater on today. Like, I don't know. I thought it was.
I got short sleeves on. I'm reconsidering the fact that I have pants. I mean, that's how warm I am right now.
I have shorts on today.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the temperature. It was going to be as cool as it was this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm like,
let
me get some more shorts in.
I got to get, what's the Doppler, super Doppler percentage, whatever.
We're right here at that time where you don't really know what to wear. Like the kids wear shorts and with a jacket. And then you have what should I do?
It's cool in the morning and it's hot in the afternoon. And you just, next thing you know, you need a sun umbrella and you don't know what's going on. So what's up with y'all?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, it wakes up to a fire, living in a high-rise building.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, that's not good. What are you going to do? You have a guess?
I wrote down what I think happened in the story. I don't know why I thought this.
All right.
It's probably just a foggy Monday morning brain, but go ahead. I have it. I sealed it up and everything, so go ahead and reveal what happened, and then I'll let you know.
Okay, well, building on fire. He wakes up. He's in this high-rise building. What does he do? He looks around and says, you know what? Out the window where I go, he scales the building, 19 stories.
Wow.
Oh, like Spider-Man.
They won't release his identity. He doesn't want to know, and he's unharmed. They watch him. There is video of him scaling down the building, and he made it all the way down. He did. He climbed from window to window. Athletic. I mean, you got to be able to have some kind of grip. And
how's there a video of him all the way down? You'd think when you see him, you're like, sir, just wait. We'll come get you.
Stop.
There's video of him, and he's just scaling on down the building.
All right. I was incorrect in my guess, because my guess was that he peed out the fire. That was my guess.
You gotta have some. A lot of pee.
I don't know. I just figured.
And wait.
He woke up. You know, sometimes you have a fun night out. You wake up, there's just a 2 minute long pee.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, no. He escaped and unharmed.
Okay.
Doing all right.
But we don't know who he is or where he is.
No, he probably just doesn't want to.
He's in Philadelphia.
Yes, West Philly.
Yeah. Born and raised. We're guessing.
Oh Lord, gosh. Here we go. Fine. But you remember that dude that saved a child? He scaled up the building.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? It was like a
I'm watching the video.
Are you watching
the
video? Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah. Yes, but he's going down the balconies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I'll play the video right now. Here it is. There he goes.
Yeah. This is a story all about how my life.
Yep, my house was on fire.
We posted to, you know, K92 viral Facebook page the video if you want to watch it. But it is pretty impressive.
19 stories all the way down.
He scaled that building. There was another dude like a couple years ago that saved a child, and he scaled up the building like that. Yeah.
Good for them.
This is impressive.
Boy, video.
That's just why you gotta lock your windows no matter how high up you are, because there's always one Spider-Man that's just gonna be. There he is. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
No. Another week of people bashing into each other, running all over the place. Did you see that guy in the hockey game throw up everywhere?
Yes.
Good Lord.
I was telling somebody that story yesterday. Yep.
You look like, you know, in pea soup and The Exorcist.
Right before the play started, you just see all the liquid come out of his helmet.
Oh, God.
And then he makes a tackle. So congrats to him.
Well, yeah, because I tell you what, I ain't blocking that dude. He just threw up all over the place. I need a wet wipe or something. Get some Purell out here. What is going on? They leave it all out on the field, Antoine. And that's what we do. We leave it all right here in the studio. Monica Brooks comes in here, and she makes predictions that decide your fate.
It really does.
The fate of children. Their lives are being shaped.
I tell you, but I say every time, I say it doesn't matter. My predictions are my predictions. They don't really mean anything.
Yeah, you're 11-3 heading into this week. So they mean something. And then they're getting people all fired up. So win
Very
or lose,
fired up.
They mean something. How did she do this week? Let's get right into it. First game, Monica Brooks predicts the Blacksburg Bruins taking on the Patrick Henry Patriots. She says the Patriots will prevail 31-15. Actual score 31-20. It's wrong, though. It's the other way. It's Blacksburg.
That means you're wrong.
But the score, very close.
Very close.
Man. So, yeah, that is a wrong go for you. Moving on to the next one. EC Glass taking on GW Danville.
Yeah.
George Washington Eagles. Monica said a close one, but EC Glass would pull it out. 23-21. It was not close, Monica.
Oh.
It was 49-15. EC Glass. Victory!
Oh. There you go.
She's back on the winning trail. 1-1. Next game. Pulaski County Cougars. Hidden Valley Titans. As Monica says, Pulaski, cornbread fed.
Yes.
Hidden Valley, chock full of ranch. She predicts a 37-19 Pulaski victory.
Woo.
You've kind of been riding them all season.
Yeah.
Well, final score. Wrong, sorry.
Oh, no.
That means you're wrong.
35-14, Hidden Valley won. I know.
Okay.
Congrats to them.
Yes. Two losses for you.
All right.
You know, it's almost as if she doesn't know what she's doing here.
Like she's just guessing.
Like I don't know about football. Wow.
She doesn't. Let's see, though. Carroll County taking on Glenver. Cavaliers versus Highlanders. Monica says 30-11. Glenver will be victorious. It won't even be close. Well, it was not close. 49-12. Glenver victorious. There's another
Correct.
One. Look at you.
2-2.
2-2 on the week.
Oh.
And it all comes down to the homecoming affair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
the one I had to put up with.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a lot of...
Yes, I did. I had a lot of people coming up to me left and right because Monica keeps predicting Salem to lose. And it was Salem's homecoming.
Yep.
And she, again, predicted them to lose. The good news for them is they keep winning every time she predicts them to lose. This week, Monica says Christiansburg, the Blue Demons, the devil gotcha. Sorry, Spartans. 43-31. I am here to report 41-13. Final score victory for Salem.
Correct.
All right. So it's your first losing week.
Ah.
Listen to how disappointed she is. Oh, no.
I mean, I've received some messages and text and all kinds of stuff.
I know. I'm torn on that because I like people harassing her, but they give away all the results. Like, it comes up Monday morning, she already knows what happened.
Yeah, but it was with the one game with the Salem homecoming.
Yeah.
They took that serious.
Very serious.
Spartans, those Spartans don't play with their football.
No,
they do not. I was out there. They were ready. They had the whiteout going also for the game. They have glow-in-the-dark shirts in Salem. Yeah, they got this thing on the back and it glows
fancy
and everything.
Over there.
I felt for them too because, you know, they had arranged this ahead of time. We're all going to wear these whiteout shirts. So everyone had the same shirts. And people, this is October. So we expect October crisp fall weather.
Right.
Friday night was warm. It was still 85 degrees and sunny. And their shirts were all long sleeves. So I'm just watching all along. I'm like, oh, let's go
Salem.
But no long sleeves out on the field. So 2-3, your first losing week, but you're 13-6 for the entire season.
Okay.
You need to go 5-0 next week.
She got it. No doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see what happens.
So you know what it is?
I got faith in
She's given y'all a false sense of security. Oh, her predictions don't matter. And then she's going to drop the hammer on you next week. So find out Friday morning. Thank you to Salem and the Spartans for letting us be out there. Bank of Botetourt as well. Todd and the gang, they were very hospitable. I couldn't stay for the game. He's like, you want to come with the press box? I'm like, I do. I'll take you up on that next time, but I can't. So shout out to everybody at Bank of Botetourt for sponsoring our rally towels this week. Stanton River right. in the house. Mm-hmm. Monica Brooks will be there. Her alma mater. What will she have to say about them? I don't know. I got a feeling. I got a feeling you're going to ruffle some feathers on Friday.
No, she's not.
We'll see what happens.
$100 also honoring a teacher in the listening area every Monday morning with our friends from Kemble Tax Services. So you go to K92Radio.com. Nominate a teacher in your world. Could be your teacher. Could be someone you had when you were a kid. Could be someone your kid has as a teacher, and it's just, you know, it's been really good for you, or a sister, coworker, whatever it is. This week, we would like to shout out Mr. Milner is in the house. What up? So, Christiansburg High School. This is a nomination that comes from one of his students, Luke Robertson. And Luke says he's super educated and very dedicated to his work. I want to make his day with this $100 because all throughout high school, I heard he was the best educator in the school. And he put educator in quotes, and I don't know why. Mm. What does that mean?
Maybe he's a friend, too.
Is that what it
is? Yeah, because it's also like a father figure.
Yes.
Maybe that's what it is.
He held many roles sometimes as a teacher.
Yeah.
Finally got his class senior year, and he was the absolute best. So we will pay him for it.
Yes.
Congratulations to Gerald Milner, Christiansburg High School, our Kemble Tax Teacher of the Week.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolt.
Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Antoine versus Monica. Cheyenne. Good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning.
Cheyenne, what'd you do this weekend?
I worked all weekend.
What do you do for work?
I'm a photographer.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, nice.
Do you like a wedding or anything like that?
No, I just do like senior photos and modeling.
Okay.
That's so cool.
That's fun right there.
Cool. All right. Cheyenne, would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today in the Lightning Bolt?
Monica.
All right. Whoa. It's Cheyenne. I almost said it's Antoine and Monica. And that means Dyra, it is you and Antoine, okay?
Sorry, my button did not fire.
There we go. Just say okay so we know you're alive. Yes, Dyra?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. All right. Monica, your choice. You could send Antoine to the soundproof chamber, which you don't normally do.
No, I don't. I'm going to go second.
Okay.
So you're like, I'm going to go to the store. I will see you later. I'm going to go get something to eat.
Go to Oregon.
She is heading to the soundproof chamber right now. 15 seconds, Antoine.
All right.
Everything adds over to the second category and everything, so every single point matters. It is right around the corner. I feel like both of you should be able to do pretty well on this topic to get it started. So 15 seconds to give me candies you get on Halloween. Go.
Reese's Cup, M&M's, Snickers, Skittles, Smarties, Blow Pops, Tootsie Rolls, Butterscotch, Airheads, Warheads, Snickers, Twix, Milky Way, Three Musketeers, Kit Kat.
Okay.
If you take out Snickers twice. Okay, and if you take out butterscotch, I understand.
No, I left it in there. Because people do hand out those lousy, plain butterscotch candies.
You do get crap.
You do get those lousy ones because they come in the big pack, so you go to old lady's house. So I did not take that out. Snickers was a double, but you got 14. So
okay.
That's a good start. Let's get Monica back in. To the chamber. Come on back. There we go. He got 14, but I think you can get 14,
too. I think you can get 14.
Oh, yeah. This is a category that everybody should be able to rattle off a bunch of them. It is candies that you get on Halloween. Go.
Snickers, Smarties. You get Joys, Mounds, Musketeers, Milky Way, Hershey Bar, Hershey's with nuts. You get Dots and cotton candy, candy apples.
Okay. Nice house that's giving out candy apples.
I had a house in my neighborhood that used to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah, we had a candy apple house.
That's a nice one.
You love that house. Yeah.
That's all you need it.
Yeah, you did. They don't have that house anymore.
Nope.
That house isn't allowed to happen. Sorry, kids. You got 11. Not bad, but not 14. So you'll head on back to the soundproof chamber now. $5,000 in the secret sound right on the other side of the trending. Also, this is a very interesting case of a cheating wife and the money that had to be paid out in this court case in North Carolina that's coming up in the trending. But Antoine, round two is now. All the points matter, so it's 14 to 11. Please give me in 15 seconds things men do that end up with them in the doghouse. Go.
Leaving the toilet seat up, not making a bed, peeing on the floor, not turning the water off, not telling somebody they're fat, not saying they look nice, not saying I love you, hanging out with their friends, coming home late, getting drunk, doing
Ooh, you had a little flurry there at the end. Yeah. I gave you 10. Not bad, not bad. Monica could pull this off.
I had to get out the bathroom.
Yeah, you couldn't. You were stuck in the bathroom. It's 24 to 11. So we'll see if she can pull it off. I think she could.
I think she can.
All right, come on in.
This is a category made for her.
She's good at putting people in the doghouse. So, work out for her.
This Antoine, is a good one for you, I think.
He got 10.
That's good.
So it's 24 to 11. I think you can do this, though.
I do too.
You need 13. And I feel if you get into your rhythm, I believe you got this. It is 15 seconds to give me things men do that end up with them in the doghouse. Go.
They snore. They talk too much. They don't finish up the chores. They don't fix the car. They don't mow the grass. They end up. They cheat. They don't vacuum. They yell at. They yell at the kids. They yell. They don't do the laundry. Crap. I don't know.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, I'll give you that last one at the buzzer because it doesn't really matter because you got yourself.
How many
10.
Did I get?
Just 10.
You needed three more.
You
needed three more.
Yeah, not bad, but not good enough.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
This is very interesting. Guy in North Carolina just won $750,000 over a guy who stole his wife.
Whoa.
See that?
No. So how did that happen?
Well, North Carolina is one of a handful of states that have this thing called alienation of affection laws.
Oh, wow.
And it lets you sue somebody for, quote, purposefully interfering with the marital relationship.
Wow.
Yeah. So this dude named Kevin, been married to his wife for 12 years, found out she'd been cheating on him with a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin blamed the coworker for seducing her, stealing her away, and destroying their marriage.
She was seduced?
Yeah.
Well.
And the courts say, yup, $750,000.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
That's shocking. I didn't know they could even do such a
thing. How do you put a price on that?
I know.
Is my question.
Well, you have to love real hard, Antoine.
You have to.
Love three quarters of $1 million worth. He says it's not about the money. Quote, I believe in the sanctity of marriage, which I'm sure is what his lawyer told him to say.
Uh-huh.
I don't see him giving back any of this money either.
Why sue then if it's not about the money?
Yeah. Well, you do. I mean, you want to prove a point. You want to be.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I get guy steals your wife. You want him to suffer.
And I feel like that's one of those things you have to look up in Google. Can I sue for this?
Yeah.
You have to put in work for
that. Well, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. So don't do your cheating in North Carolina. I guess we'll put it that way.
Number two
trending. And we're there already. 43% of Americans say it's okay to put up Christmas decorations before Halloween. Hello.
Yeah, people are.
Doesn't surprise me.
I know.
I know a couple of folks that are done with Christmas shopping.
Yeah, what is that? You really know people that are done with
Christmas shopping? Yeah, they're done.
I have family members that are done with Christmas shopping
they're
already.
They're done with Christmas shopping.
Yep. They usually finish around like September.
Uh-huh.
If they're shopping in October, something went wrong.
I'm going to put something out there that I don't think those people are very good gift givers. And I'll tell you why. Because if they were getting me a gift, I haven't even figured out what I wanted for Christmas yet. So whatever they're getting me is something I don't want. No, they don't.
They know you well enough, they know what you want.
They've been planning since December 27th.
Well,
is when they started.
I'm an enigma. I'm a puzzle. You don't know what I want because I don't know what I want. So how are you going to know? Are you done with your Christmas shopping already? 52353, I suppose you can text in. 57% of people say they start their Christmas shopping before Halloween.
Yep. I have not, but.
I will not.
No. No.
I like to try to be done by December 1st, if possible.
December 1st?
Yeah. Try to do a lot of it on maybe Black Friday, right around there, that weekend. Just bang, bang, bang. Get it all done. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
I mean, I think the 24th.
As long as I'm done by the 25th, that's all that matters.
Yeah,
Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to be done by the 1st.
The CVS is still open.
But sometime Christmas Eve, I'm out there, me and my best friend, Christmas Eve.
Well, I'm really excited to look forward to my gift this year from Monica, which is a very long CVS receipt. It's going to be fun.
Coupons.
Oh, my God. So you're a last-minute guy, too.
Well, not for everybody. Me and my best friend have a tradition. On Christmas Eve, we will go out and buy one gift for a family member on Christmas Eve together every year.
So it's just the one last mad scramble.
Yeah, and it might just be an addition to other gifts.
All right, interesting.
Number one.
This is interesting. The streaming wars are heating up. Disney, they have their Disney Plus service that is right around the corner. Antoine has already pre-ordered his.
Yes.
Like, what are you, a month away? Not even. I think it's a little less than that.
A little over a month. It's like 34 days, November 12th.
Look at him counting it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you see what Disney banned Netflix?
No, I didn't see that.
So Disney has banned Netflix from advertising on all of its entertainment networks except for ESPN. Everything else they said.
I love it.
They're vicious.
We will not accept your money anymore. So that's ABC.
I like that.
That's FX. That's Freeform, National Geographic, all of those. One that does hurt Netflix is they can't advertise at the Oscars, which I know they wanted to because they're trying to win an Oscar.
Oh, that's right. That was the whole thing with Clint Eastwood and all that. Yep.
They said, well, you can still have ESPN. So if you're Netflix, do you take ESPN? You say, you know what? Yeah, I don't wanna.
More sports shows.
Yeah.
It's live. That's a problem. In television, sports are very valuable now because it's one of the few things that people watch live anymore. So you want to advertise during that because it is commercials and people are actually sitting through them. The war is on. That Disney made their CEO resign from Apple's board of directors also because Apple's got streaming stuff coming out too. So Disney is out for blood.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I'll give you some stories. Take a word out, try to figure out what it is. Blow your mind. Guy secretly leaves $500,000 in his will to anyone who blanks. A, shows up at his funeral. B, contacts him through a seance. Ooh. Or C, sleeps with his wife.
A.
C.
I guess C. Take my wife, please. I'm
take her.
Monica Brooks!
Correct!
You gotta show up.
Yeah.
So did he just not have any friends and family?
So he decided he owned a small dry cleaning business, never got married, never had kids. So he had about $500,000 to his name when he died. And he decided that in his will, he didn't tell anybody this, but he let the lawyers know, anyone who shows up to my funeral will receive a portion of the $500,000.
Wow.
And I guess more people liked him than he thought because 270 people did show up to pay their respects.
Uh-huh.
And then recently got letters in the mail letting them know they're each getting $1,800. So
wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you feel excited about their present? Like, yeah. Oh,
yes.
My condolences.
100%. 100%. Yes.
No, I think you're excited.
Okay. You're excited about it without a doubt.
Like, oh, Dennis, the only thing you're mad about is, oh, man, why didn't more people get stuck in traffic and not end up with this thing?
Why did I bring my family with me? Yeah. Should have came by myself.
I know. Keep it for yourself. Can you imagine the one person too? It's just, I was running late. I can't make it. Yeah. And then you didn't get your money.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You gotta show up. All right, next one. Guy gets 10 days in jail for blank. A, insulting a cat. B, eating gluten. Or C, oversleeping for jury duty.
C.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
This story is garbage. I'm sorry.
You get in trouble for it.
21-year-old. He was a kid.
Yeah.
And I get it. You're supposed to show up to jury duty. Mm-hmm. And he overslept. And he didn't call and let them know because he didn't know any better.
Well, now it's set up like you have to call every day to check.
That's here.
Yeah, because I didn't, I called.
Uh-huh.
Wink.
Sure.
Wink.
Yeah, here. If you
have to call and check in.
If you've never served jury duty in the Commonwealth, you have to call every day for like a month.
Yep, and check in to see if you're needed. Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I've never done it.
Antoine's waiting.
It sucks. It's stupid. In Massachusetts, they just assign you, here's your one day show up, that sort of thing. But this poor kid.
I woke up and I looked at the time and I was like, oh shoot, it's past the time. I talked with my granddad for a while and he said, the best thing you can always do is honesty. I went for the hearing. I just said, sir, I honestly overslept and I didn't understand the seriousness of this. He asked me if I had a criminal record. I said, sir, I've never been arrested.
Yeah, and now he does have a criminal record, which is
that
ridiculous.
That is some crap.
This is one of those ones where I don't know why some of us get so obsessed with rules all the time. Like when a cop pulls you over for going 2 miles over a speed limit, that kind of
thing. In 10 days?
Yeah, and this judge decided
gave him
3 months probation and told him he has to deliver brief speeches on the importance of jury duty each week.
Like, that's being a jerk for no good reason.
That's ridiculous. Ooh. All right, last one. Drunk dude takes Uber home, wakes up blank. A, naked at the Uber driver's house. B, 100 miles away in a sheep field. Or C, on an airplane.
Ah, I'm going B.
Sheep failed.
Well, Antoine, you can leave on a high.
Yes.
You are correct. Yeah, this dude went out in Scotland, out clubbing. His house was only 2 miles away. He doesn't know what happened because he fell asleep because he was drunk. Next thing you know, 100 miles away in a field and a $500 Uber bill on top of it.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know if I told him the wrong place to go or he just drove me to a field and left me there.
He's like, well, but I like the tip on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's, I guess... That's the thing, is then the guy just starts driving around and then just leaves you there somewhere. So, yeah, make sure you have
You got to call him to come back.
And he had to Snapchat his buddies to come get him.
Aww.
The K92 Morning Things. The Great Debate.
Oh, man, there's always debating going on.
Mm-hmm.
We will welcome in Danielle first. Hello, Danielle.
Hi.
Okay,
hello.
Danielle, we'll have you explain your side of this situation. And then your sister Rebecca's on hold.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, because my sister is a little crazy, and I just really disagree with her style of parenting.
Okay.
She thinks she's got two boys, they're 7 and they're 12, and she thinks that they should be able to pick their own punishment. And I think that is absolutely ridiculous.
Hmm. Okay, so two kids. Do you have kids?
No.
Ooh. Your opinion has just gotten lower.
I don't, you bumped it down.
I don't, hey.
You said, ooh.
Now, she is
but
the
I
sister.
I was a kid.
Oh, true, yes. Yes. I'm aware.
Yes, you were.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, she has a case. She has a case.
Okay. 7 and 12.
I love that.
The kids are allowed to choose their own punishment. So if they do something wrong, Mom Rebecca says, yo, you're punished. What do you think your punishment should be? Correct?
Yeah. And they're boys, too.
Well, you know, I was a boy once. I mean, if we're going to play this science game.
That's true.
All right. I feel like Antoine would have some opinions on this as a behavioral expert and stuff like that from your background. Should we get Rebecca in here to put her side, or do you want to have your smart person have
I would
on?
Like to hear the context of how they can
pick. Yes, I think we need both.
Okay. All right. Let me do that. I think it's time for that. So let's get Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Thank you for coming on with us as well. So we heard Danielle's side of this. You have two boys, 12 and 7, and where Danielle disagrees in your parenting style is the punishment thing, correct?
Yes, that's true. And I don't really know why she cares, but, you know, I'm a single mom, and I'm doing what's working for me and my family.
Okay.
But... you know, she said she wanted to come on the show, so let's discuss it.
Okay, so I guess I present your side of the story. Why you let them choose their own punishment. You don't see a problem with it. What's your side?
What is my side? That is my
Rebecca,
side.
Rebecca's side.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that is my side. I'm teaching my kids how to be responsible for their actions. And it's not like... you know, I say, what do you think your punishment should be? And they're like, give me a lollipop.
Okay.
You know, like we discuss what it should be and the severity.
And then sort of decide. So it is not their word is final and it's law.
Okay.
So you're like, darn it, here's your lollipop. Fine.
Yeah, right. No.
Yeah, but I don't think that works because they're so freaking disrespectful to you, you know? And like you all, like she doesn't even take responsibility for the punishment. You know, what her oldest son called her the B word.
Mm.
And then what did she do? Like, let them choose.
I told him that was wrong.
Uh-huh.
We had a discussion about it. And then I asked him what he thought his punishment should be. What he thought he deserved.
And what did he think he deserved for that?
He thought he should be sent to his room.
Okay.
The rest of the evening in his room.
All right.
But then, Becca, what time was it? It was like 9:30. It was almost 10 o'clock. It was past his bedtime. So he literally chose to go to bed for his punishment.
Okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Already. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. They're crazy. They run around, do whatever they want, and then you just, you know, let them go to bed when it's time.
Okay, so Danielle, you feel like your sister is being taken advantage of.
Yeah, taking advantage of, and also just not like stepping up to the plate and being a disciplinarian like these kids need.
Okay, Dr. Antoine,
this is a tricky one because with Rebecca being a single mom, it is a little more difficult to put things in place.
Sure.
But I will say that letting the children pick their own punishment allows for them to pick whatever they feel most comfortable with, which kind of goes against trying to stop that behavior that they're doing.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So if he, maybe he wanted to go to his bedroom, maybe he wanted to play video games or whatever. So he knows if he calls you the B word, he gets to leave
where he is.
Originally, when this was presented, I, as someone with kids, I thought, I don't know, maybe I'll try this whole choose your own adventure type
thing. I've heard about it.
Seems...
It's not for me. But it's for someone else if they want to.
There's a lot of levels here of, is it okay to let a kid choose their own punishment? Is it okay to open your mouth when you don't have kids? You know, do you ever tell anyone how to parent somebody else's child? Those are all questions. You can also text into 52353. The Great Debate rages on.
K92 Morning Things. The Great Debate.
The debate rages on. Sister versus sister.
That's
sister,
right.
Sister.
Parenting is a tough one.
It is tough.
One,
very
it's
tough.
Hard to raise kids.
Yep.
Two, everybody's got an opinion.
Yep.
Your kids, their kids, all sorts of stuff. And then there's the thing of most everybody in my, my observation, don't take kindly to you and your opinions of how to raise their children.
I've never heard a success story.
Yeah,
nope.
I really haven't. But Danielle is trying to be that success story. So we welcome back Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Hi. So Danielle is the sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that takes issue with all of this. And ultimately, this comes out of a place of good. You want your sister to have good children, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Danielle herself does not have children, though she was one at one time.
Yeah, she was. She knows the perspective of a child.
So hang on, Danielle. And then we bring in, this is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Okay, so Rebecca is the mom. You're a single mom, 12-year-old boy, 7-year-old boy. Is dad in the picture at all?
Some weekends.
Okay. So
some weekends.
So he exists.
Yeah, but he's fun time dad. He's not in the disciplinary side of anything, it sounds like. Just my guess.
Exactly.
Okay. That's fine. So how does it make you feel when your sister tells you you're doing it wrong?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest, it pisses me off a little bit.
Sure.
I'm doing the best I can, and, you know, she just offers criticism. It's not like she's offering any sort of suggestions or offering to help or things like that.
Yeah, that seems to be how life in general works.
Just because it's easier for someone to shut you down or say you're doing something wrong.
I've always said should is the S word. Uh-huh. So when you say you should never say that to someone. Should is a word that you keep to yourself. You should be quiet is what we have here. Okay, so that's Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the one with the kids. So let's bring some people in here. Let's see what they say. Let's get Mariah in here. Good morning, Mariah.
I just think that her sister has no say in the matter because she doesn't have kids. And
that's the thing.
You don't know what you would do in that situation as a parent.
But I guess, okay, so let me ask this to Danielle, because she is the one that doesn't have kids. But Danielle, you say, as someone who's watching this, you feel like the kids have behavioral issues, and that's why you bring this up.
Yeah, they're really disrespectful, so clearly it's not working. And I might not have kids, but I have common sense, you know?
Right.
Don't let a kid choose what it wants, you know?
Yeah.
That's why it's discipline and punishment.
I don't know. And Antoine's all smart, and he says you're not allowed to do it either.
And here's my thought.
Uh-huh.
So this is a big blanket way to look at it for anything in life. So if the behavior continues, then the consequence that comes, so in this case, the punishment that we keep referring to, isn't working. So maybe there's still a way to give them structured choices whether that could work. But if the behavior continues, then the consequence afterwards, in this case, the punishment, is actually a reward.
Well, I think it's easy. Think about it as an adult. If you commit a crime, are you going to pick your punishment? Are you going to walk up to, you know,
I would like to go to my house arrest.
I've
been trying to get on house arrest for so many years.
I think I'm deserving of, like, you know, just donuts and pizza, and that's what I have to eat for a week. No. You don't get to pick your punishment. You don't get to pick what you
So, Rebecca, you hear these things, and you hear what Antoine says. Do you feel like your method is working? Because your sister says it's not. I mean, do you feel like your kids are behaving themselves?
Well, if I'm going to be completely honest, it worked pretty well when they were younger, and I think it still works for the 7-year-old. The 12-year-old is giving me a lot more pushback.
Yeah, Yeah, it might be time for a new menu. Yeah, restaurants are mixing it up
change.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Or it's one of those things where it starts with a choice, but when the behavior... Let me see if I can sound smart like Antoine. Okay, ready for this? Let's see. So it starts with a choice, but when the behavior continues, that's when things need to escalate, and that has become positive reinforcement. Therefore, you must up the ante and make it wicked bad.
No, tell me words. You almost, tell them don't do it.
Almost.
Just don't test mama.
Don't test
do
mama.
It. How about that?
Okay. So, Rebecca, moving forward, what are you thinking here?
I did kind of like what Anton was saying about the giving them suggestions of like, you know, you have these options for punishment.
Okay.
So it still gives, you know, it still allows them to take some responsibility in it. But, yeah, it's not.
Okay. So you're open to making some changes. You think maybe it's time to modify the game a little bit.
Yeah, I understand, especially, like I said, for the 12-year-old that, you know, I hear what they're saying, you know, it's not working anymore.
So, Danielle, what do you think? Does that sound pretty good?
I think it's a good start.
Yeah.
I like how you talked to you said Danielle. So do you agree?
This is what we're going to do.
like they're co-parenting now.
I mean, yeah.
The K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
If you are Emily in Whitfield. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Now, Emily, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but it is all up to you. All hope is lost if you don't win $1,000 right now. No pressure.
I feel it.
Stop it!
No pressure.
Did you get your 3 free answers, Emily?
I did.
Okay, well, that's good. See, that's less pressure right there. You're like, all right, I already know.
You got it.
3 of the 10. You're one-third of the way there, pretty much. So it's $10 for every single one you get right, courtesy of our friends at Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke. Cash for clothes. Mm-hmm. You want to make some money as the seasons are changing.
Yep, check them out. Be sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put together some really cute outfits.
Yeah, and that's on Facebook is where you get your 3 free answers for tomorrow.
Yep.
Because even if Emily wins $1,000 right now, we continue again tomorrow. Antoine says 9. Monica
I feel good
says
about it.
10.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to win.
I say 6.
All right. Emily, let's go. It's on you.
Prove me wrong, Emily. You know what? Let me make sure. I got to get the winner music ready.
No pressure.
It's not there, but I want to be prepared because otherwise then it's just she's going to win and it won't even sound good. So we want it to sound good. Let me get everything ready. Okay. Emily, 60 seconds. You may pass at any time. We will come back if there's time. $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. You get $1,000 from Uptown Cheapskate and K92. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Timer will start when I finish reading this first question. Good luck. Who is the male host of Wheel of Fortune?
Drew Carey?
No.
Whitney Houston was married to what R&B singer?
Bobby Brown.
Yes. Yes.
Vin Diesel plays the character Dominic Toretto in what movie series?
Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Mimosa is orange juice mixed with what?
Champagne.
Yes.
True or false, Ashton Kutcher was once married to Demi Moore?
True.
Yes.
Who's the oldest Jonas brother?
Kevin.
Yes.
Anastasia Steele and Christian Grey are characters in what movie and novel trilogy?
50 Shades.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who plays the Joker in the new Joker movie?
Pass.
Who was revealed as the panda on the most recent week of The Masked Singer?
Oh, pass.
How many teams are there in the NFL? Take a
Still
guess.
Pass.
Okay. Well, you've got who's the Joker? Last name, that's all I need. What's his last name?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Who is the panda?
Pass.
She kind of has a voice. Okay, how many teams are in the NFL? Take a guess.
30.
Oh, no.
No, but close. Joker movie. Okay. Anything else?
No.
That's okay. But you know what?
She got 60.
At least you didn't get the other 9 right after screwing up the first one.
Yeah.
That would have been excruciating.
Drew Carey.
Yeah. The price is right.
Now,
right.
Let's remember, there is a silver lining in all of this, Emily. I was right. I said you
Zach said six.
She got six.
Oh, I wanted to be wrong.
Oh, man.
But $60,
that's
good.
That's still $60. Yeah.
So let me run it down for everybody. Pat Sajak is the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Hey, Pat.
Hi, Pat. The Joker movie, that's Joaquin Phoenix in the new Joker movie. Layla Ali, Muhammad Ali's daughter, was the panda last week. And 32 teams in the NFL. So you were close, 32. Yeah,
there are 30 teams in NBA. So.
Yep, we did have that one the other day. So 32, the $60. Hang on, Emily. Not a bad take for a Monday morning. Congratulations. Uptown Cheapskate's Facebook page will have your 3 free answers for tomorrow. The K92 radio app. We'll have them here in a second once I put them on as well.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Yep, he cheated, but she has to pay up. Not, and it's not a lot of money, I guess.
I mean,
Wendy,
it is for normal
but
people.
Yes, but for Wendy Williams, it's not that much, but she has to pay $250,000 to her husband so he can find a new home.
Just one, a one-time pay?
Yep, towards a new home. Says he's moving out of their Jersey home.
Which I suppose, given the amount of money she's worth,
Wait,
$250,000 is still a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but once she's done, she's done.
And I'm sure she probably just wants to write the check and be done with all of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I find it interesting that he cheats.
Yep.
He has a kid with his mistress. She throws him out of the house, as he deserves.
Well, I guess because now he worked for Wendy.
He did. So he lost his job.
Yeah. That's severance.
Yeah.
I know, which is ridiculous. He probably collects unemployment now because
yeah,
she fired
does.
Him.
Yes, he probably does.
And she's got to pay unemployment. The severance pay on that.
Yeah,
that is ridiculous.
And she took away his car too, right? Didn't she like repo?
Yeah,
it was so, the mistress's car. She had it towed,
that,
which
that
was awesome.
$250,000 for Uber as well.
Yeah.
So that he can get to his job.
And I guess if you want to look at it this way, where they live in New York, in New York City, $250,000 buys you a box to live in.
It's a month.
Now, if he moves to Iowa, he could be the mayor of Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he may want to feel the dreams field and everything.
What a mess. All right, so I heard that Martin Scorsese was talking a little mess about Marvel.
I'm sick of him, let me tell you that.
What'd you say?
I'm sick of him, let me tell you that.
You got beef right there, too?
Come for my movies.
Well, yeah, well, he was going after Marvel, and Samuel L. Jackson had some stuff to say about it.
Yeah, so Martin said, and I kind of agree with what?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hold on.
Superhero movies aren't cinema. They're kind of more like the theme parks of movies. Kind of agree with that.
That's like saying, you know, Bugs Bunny ain't funny. You know, films are films. You know, everybody doesn't like his stuff either. You know, I mean, we happen to, but everybody doesn't. You know, there are a lot of Italian Americans that don't think he should be making films about them like that.
I think superhero movies are fine. Do I think they're the greatest movies in the history of movies? I do not.
I would like to point out that Martin Scorsese made a movie called Shark Tale.
I remember that.
They just going around. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was a theme park movie.
But he was trying to get into your world, Antoine. He was trying to understand what you were doing.
He's just mad he can't get $1 billion movie. That's what that is.
Ooh.
He's upset.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's sitting at home all mad with all his Oscars and his money.
His
and
movie's
every other
going
thing.
To Netflix now. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
He has to make Netflix deals.
His movies are going to Netflix.
Don't you go? Don't you talk about my Marvel movies.
But he's like the greatest cinema director of all time.
Is he?
Yes.
He doesn't have $1 billion movie.
So why was he speaking on it?
Who's
anyway?
Better, James Gunn?
Who is that what we have brothers?
Who asked him, though?
I don't know.
Yeah. Probably nobody. Probably saw a check or something for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. He's probably like, man, they're probably making him move his movies around for superhero release dates, which there's one every week, so it was exhausting him.
But
I don't know.
It probably came up because the Joker takes a lot from the King of Comedy, and he did do the King of Comedy.
Okay.
So that's probably came up in conversation.
And
about
by the
that.
Way, the Joker made $93.5 million.
Yeah. Bang.
Yeah.
Did you see it this weekend? Did you walk out? There were people all over the country walking out of that movie.
Yeah.
Yes. 52353, because it's very disturbing. And it wasn't even that they were walking out so much that they thought it was a bad movie. They didn't like how it made them feel. It made them feel uncomfortable in the movie theaters. There was one where some guy was laughing and applauding when people were dying and in the movie. It was just, really interesting and just weird and uncomfortable things going on with that movie. So if you saw it, 52353, if you would like to weigh in.
It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth, and then one of us is rotten. They are the liar. Pick out that liar, win the prize. Is it me? Isaac had to rescue somebody who had no cash.
Hi, Monica got kicked out of a bar for singing.
Hi, Antoine cried while watching TV this weekend.
Let's see. Say good morning to Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Rachel, who do you think is the liar?
I think Monica's the liar.
You think Monica is the liar? Well, you would be correct. Monica is, in fact, the liar, unfortunately.
I did not get kicked out of the bar.
Hey, why didn't they kick you out?
But I was singing. So
shout
out to Empty Bottles. I forget the song. Was it, I think it was.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
And I wasn't asked to sing. I kind of just slid in with the guitarist and his mic.
Oh, wow.
So
that,
that's why I say shout out to Empty Bottles. They were performing Friday night.
Okay, that was a band. I thought maybe you were just passed out in a room full of empty bottles.
Yeah.
So I have no idea.
Yes.
Wait, so it wasn't even karaoke. They were just minding their own business.
Yeah, it was a live band.
And they were accosted by this woman.
And so good. They were so good. And I just...
Well, until they weren't when you got up there.
And this man, a guitar, like, that's a little bit of space right there. So I kind of slid in with them. I went, And I just slid over even more.
Yeah, that song's too high for
that's
you.
That's it. That's I don't know what song you guys are talking about right now.
I feel like every song is too high for her.
I had to apologize after. Because I was I kind of bumped you on. Slid you on over.
You had to apologize after?
After.
Wait a minute. I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. In hindsight, really, had you just not done it in the first place, we wouldn't have this problem.
So much fun, though.
Antoine, do you need a hug? Did you cry? What happened?
The universe was working against me.
It happens sometimes, yeah.
I was watching a show called Suits. Series finale, not the season, series finale.
Okay, so it's the end of the show, which emotions can run high if you're attached to a show.
Uh-huh. They did it perfectly, absolutely perfect. And so during that, I'm blinking back tears. I'm like, oh, it's so sad. It's long. Because it's one of those shows that I watched from the very first episode. I'm like, oh, what is this? Let me watch it when it came on and was hooked.
But it's also, I'm not fully familiar with Suits, but I'm going to go out on a limb that it's not like This Is Us, where it's not an emotional gut punch or anything.
No. Mm. But then, as soon as that goes off, I leave my DVR, and then it's the Fresh Prince episode where his dad leaves him.
Oh, my God!
And it's right at that scene. It's right at the end of the scene.
Why don't he want me, Uncle Phil?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That episode makes me laugh. I just love that episode.
So you were just all teary-eyed.
It was a mess.
And it was his birthday weekend, so he's getting old.
Reflecting on life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just...
Universe was against you.
Caught you down the tail.
Well, the universe allowed me to be a hero. On Friday.
How did you rescue somebody?
Well, I learned because it was an old friend of the show who actually doesn't even live in this area anymore, mm-hmm. but she came back because it was her 20th reunion for Salem.
That's cool, yeah.
And she was there at the game, her and her husband and her kids, and I'm talking to her while they're in line, and they're getting ready to buy their tickets, and mm-hmm. she hands the woman her debit card, and the woman says, lady, we only do cash around here. This is a high school football game, cash.
That would have got me, too.
So she drags her husband over, and they need $20. Uh-huh. And they have six, which is not enough money. So I had to come to their rescue. And in true technology fashion, I handed them $20. He Venmo'd me $20 instantly. Transaction
That's
done.
The way to do it now. That was That's it. The way to do it.
Cash is king, as always, baby.
Yeah.
Get you in the end. Man, it's about to get nostalgia up in here.
Yes.
I believe. Mm-hmm. Because you kids today don't understand.
They have the kids today.
They have no clue.
Not really the kids today. It is true, though. When it comes to TV shows, you really don't know what it used to be like with the TV theme songs of back in the day.
I know. They were great.
They were absolutely.
You heard the theme song.
People
would
come running in the room.
Yeah.
Like, that would let you know that moment.
Mm-hmm. But now all you got to do is hit skip intro. And you're done.
How
hurtful.
And people enjoy the theme song. Because you think about the show Power. And people argued over.
They were so mad when Trey Songz started singing a new theme song instead of Joe. Yeah.
Okay. Because there are still some current shows that have.
Very few, but there are some.
Mm-hmm. Some theme songs. Yeah. Some of them have maybe just some sort of theme noise, I guess you could call it. Where it's just one quick little thing and that's it. Because that's all we get anymore is because no one has an attention span anymore. Not that. Because
you heard the Big Bang Theory?
So you get maybe you get a little Breaking Bad, but that's not a theme song.
No.
Yeah.
That's just a theme noise. That's it.
Would you count Game of Thrones? Because there's no lyrics. It's just an instrumental. Ooh. But I get goosebumps anytime Game of Thrones would come on.
It's time. Mm-hmm.
That's intense. Yeah, you're tense and you're just waiting for it and you're getting... All your beverages and your food, and you're ready.
It's go time.
You're pulling up the Twitter and everything to be ready.
We're talking about, we want to do the Mount Rushmore of TV theme songs.
That makes you want to go to battle.
Yeah. Four songs that will go up on the Mount Rushmore. Will it be this one? Doesn't have any words, but you can make them up if you want. Game of Thrones now. We like killing and nudity. Game of Thrones.
I thought you were going to say incest. Is what I thought you were going to say.
That's verse two.
The Walking Dead, was there a theme song? What was it? Do you remember?
Yeah, Walking Dead.
I haven't watched it so long.
It was music. There weren't any lyrics. It was just music.
Walking Dead has the theme noise. They have another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get
it's been
you
a minute.
There's
like,
so
what is
many
it?
That I'm thinking of, like The Sopranos, Entourage, like all. But none of the ones we've named so far is the one that I'm going to put on the Mount Rushmore.
This is Walking Dead. This
yes, one. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Now that I enjoyed the show.
Too soon. I still have hurt feelings.
Yeah.
I think it was this past weekend was the new season premiere.
Yeah, and I did not care.
Oh, that's right. Either. One person posted about it.
A single person. And they're on the show.
Yes.
They're like, hey, guys, will you watch?
Yeah, because now it follows the adventures, I believe, of Clarence. And his son, Skippy.
Yeah.
And they go around in the zombie apocalypse.
Yep, just riding a horse.
Exactly, just horsing around. So we're trying to find the four greatest theme songs of all time, the most quintessential TV theme songs. 52353 if you'd like to weigh in. Antoine has the first submission. I believe there is no disputing here.
None.
This
None
one at all. Goes up on the list.
I've actually karaoke'd this one with my friend Blair multiple times.
This is the one.
Golden Girls.
Making Alex's day.
This is the George Washington of theme songs. Travel down the road and
back again. Yes, Lord. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. You are a pal and a confidant.
What happens at this party if you throw one?
Gonna be there.
What would I see at this party? You tell me. You would see the
biggest gift would be free. What else? And the card attached would say, what's he gonna say? Thank you for being a
friend. Now, the only knock against that song is that it inspires Monica to sing, which we really don't
know
about any of these.
There is a full version of that song where they talk about living, getting old and dying together, but they obviously cut that out.
No.
And when Blanche kicks the bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, Game of Thrones now. Game of Thrones now.
All right, so that's in there, right?
Golden Girls is in
there. Yeah, okay. Oh, for sure. For
all right, sure. Disputing. Monica, would you like to submit another one?
I like Step by Step. The show wasn't my favorite.
I love
that
theme song.
The theme song is it, I think.
I don't even have that. Like, I can't
even
get that.
Step by Step. Day by day. Oh, yes.
No.
But the show wasn't number one for people.
I love that song.
But that song.
Because you hear the roller coaster would start at the end. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, start at the beginning. Yeah.
Step by step theme.
Day
YouTube.
By day.
See, now, if we're arguing the Friday night theme songs, for me, it's going to be one of the two. It's going to be this one, Family Matters.
Yes, but.
It's a rare condition.
I know. It's a rare
condition. This day and age. This day
and age. Was it always the same guy for all these songs?
For this and Full House,
it was.
For Family Matters and Full House, it's the same guy.
Yeah, here's the Full House. There he is. He's here, too. It's like the same song.
You can just mash them together.
I'm just playing them both at the same time.
Mind blown.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Whatever happened to predictability?
I'll go back to you.
He sounds so familiar.
It's the same. It's the same song. Everywhere you can just jump back and forth. We won't know.
You really don't. You can't tell.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Dude, theme song guy. Know that guy?
He's the star of Walking Dead now. It's Clarence.
It's Clarence.
See, if you're doing one of those, I think it's got to be Full House. It's this one.
I think it has to be Full House, too. If we're doing those.
I'm surprised, Antoine. No Will Smith.
Listen,
Fresh Prince.
I didn't want to be attacked today.
Well, you might be. We'll see. All right, so we're going to do, we have Full House and we have the Golden Girls, but we have two more. So let's take some submissions. We will debate 52353 Monday Mount Rushmore. It's the four TV theme songs of all time. Oh, my God. This suggestion at 52353, I don't know if it deserves to be on the Mount Rushmore, but, I mean, just for the bonus of being able to listen to Monica sing the song. Where is it? Where's Monica?
Well, there, you have to understand, I submitted in for a competition, a singing competition. I did not win.
You did not.
Oh, you didn't say it was a singing competition.
Yeah.
You just said you submitted in. I thought it was
singing.
For an activity on the show.
Twice as high. It's in a book. Reading rainbow. I can do anything. It's in a book. That's all it took. Reading rainbow.
Ooh. All right, Monica, I'll make you a deal. I don't know if it goes up on Mount Rushmore, but when people go to visit Mount Rushmore, we will play it in the bathroom. They go to the bathroom,
I can go twice as high. It's in a book.
I need to. It's this weird.
I can fly twice as high. It's in a book. Reading rainbow.
All right, there's there's a lot of people arguing for this one.
Uh-huh. Now this is a story all about how my life
got flipped turned upside down. And I like to take a minute just sit right there. I tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Antoine, see, Antoine doesn't put it out there because he knows everybody else will. So then he goes,
and
well,
I don't
just, you know, because you guys want it. That's why.
And I don't get attacked and I still get it on Mount Rushmore. Thank
it's
you.
Up there.
What about this one? 1970s? Duke Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, I didn't know what it was. I didn't recognize it.
Or do we not talk about this show anymore? Is it over with?
I think we're done with this
one. Oh, my God. All right, look, I tried. I did my best. Let's see. Text 52353 for this one. When I wake up in the morning and my lungs
say
my
mouth.
This is a good one.
I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly.
You almost need generations. It's all
right. I was thinking that after we conclude with this one,
because it's almost 90s
and 80s. 2000s.
Yeah. Because you get, I mean, that one's for 90s, but if you want to go back to some of the classic ones from the 70s, you've got The Love Boat from back in the day. I mean, this was the jam. I think this was actually considered a hit song back in the day. I don't know.
Love, exciting and new. Exciting and new.
And April says Brady Bunch, and we have to fight her if we disagree.
Well, I guess we have to fight her.
You said no on Brady. All right, so we only have two so far. I don't know what else to do now. We have
about
Golden
the Jeffersons?
Girls. Oh, God.
Jeffersons, yeah.
There's been texts about the Jeffersons.
Yeah. See, that one, I guess.
Married with Children?
Maybe we need to pick one. That was a regular song. That doesn't count. See, that's why I don't pick the Wonder Years either, because it was a song that was out, and they just made it the theme song. It wasn't designed specifically for the show,
right,
like some of the other ones were. Well, forget it. This is hopeless. We're never going to be able
to. We're not going to be able to.
Nope.
We will have to make so many subcategories.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to just build a Hall of Presidents. We can't have a Mount Rushmore, because we're never going to be able to come up with four. And I felt like we had narrowed.
We had two, though, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Golden Girls, Full House, Fresh Prince, but then I don't feel good about Full House or Fresh Prince. And what
we
about this?
Feel good about Full House. Since
I feel good about
everything.
Fresh Prince because the song went platinum.
What about this song where it's not a traditional TV show, but I feel like just about everybody on earth has some memory associated with. Come on down!
We
You're
were,
the next
we were
contestant
talking,
on The Price is Right.
We were talking last week about sick days. When you stayed home sick, this was the show.
I mean, this theme music legitimately makes me think of hanging out at my grandparents' house when I was a kid because I didn't have to go to school because I was at my grandparents' house and we were visiting in Syracuse and I would sit there with them and watch The Price is Right. And I think they're such cool memories. So how do you not put that in there?
Wow.
Right. Or, I mean, this we're one. Such a good song.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. I don't know.
Here's the story of a lovely lady. They made the kids sing it.
That was the best one on this show. Kids get in there and sing your own theme song. Aww.
But we don't want to. Like their mother. Yep. So I've decided I'm not picking.
This is so hard.
We can't pick.
No.
It's tough.
I quit.
There's no good answer.
There's no resolution.
But can we stay with Golden Girls and Fresh Prince?
Golden Girls for sure. I think we gotta.
You know what? I've decided Golden Girls. Betty's... We're just doing the Golden Girls.
It's just
that's
Golden
it.
Girls. So, so the Mount Rushmore is just Dorothy, Blanche.
That's right.
Rose.
And Sophia.
And Sophia.
That is correct. It is the Mount Rushmore of Golden Girls because
I'll
there are too many debates
I will
for
take
the rest of it. And yes, I'll to be
it.
Clear, when you go to the Mount Rushmore of TV theme songs and it's just the four heads of the Golden Girls, when you go to the bathroom, you do hear
I can
Monica
fly twice as high. It's in a book, Reading Rainbow. I can do anything.
Stop singing this song.
It's in a book.
Or any other
That's
song.
All it took. Reading Rainbow.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.